Fred Film Radio.
Andrew Acerbi of Fred Film Radio from Focus London 2018. I'm very pleased to have here Truls Contini, the president of the European Film Commission. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I believe that a market like this one is pretty important for you as a film commission, as a president of the European Film Commission. Which is the main aim that you have?
The main aim to be here is to meet people, to be able to showcase what we can do and what producers can do in Europe and in the different regions of Europe.
How do you work in parallel and in together with the other film commission, the other European Film Commission, and the other Association of National Film Commissions? Which is the connections between the two of you?
Here at the Focus,
we
work on different levels, because here on Focus, the different members have their own stand, but we have our members meeting, our general assembly here in IFCN, and we had that yesterday, and the network of film commissioners in Europe consists of almost 100 members in from 30 different European countries. So the aim, or what we are doing there, is to try to educate our members in how to be a film commissioner, how to, for instance, here in Europe, it's much about co-producing. So we are trying to train our members how they could be a good advisor for producers when they are coming in. We are also sharing experience, because it's a lot of experience among all the different members.
Which is the most important step that a film commission has to take in order to become productive?
Well,
if there is one, only one, I don't know.
It's not only one, but it's a lot about visibility. You have to be able to showcase actually what you can offer, what kind of post-production facilities, what kind of financial possibilities, the locations. You have to establish that, and then you have the film industry. It's a lot about networking, so we have to be able to be on different events, to catch up with old friends, to meet new friends, and so on and so on.
The media program is a European program that helps film apps create co-productions. Of course, every single country have different laws in terms of movie production, different kind in terms of financing, of tax rebate and whatever. Do you also work as a helper in terms of clarifying all the issues that can be solved and that has to be solved making a European co-production?
That's not our main focus, but we want our members to be able to at least advise how a producer could also connect with a regional film industry and to co-produce. So a film commissioner, they need to know the financial possibilities and how they could connect incoming productions with the regional or national film industry. So it's what the film commission is doing is actually a kind of matchmaking. We are trying to, when a producer comes to me in Norway, for instance, I'm the head of the Norwegian National Film Commission as well. When a producer contact me, then I'm trying to find out what exactly she or he wants, what is the need they have, and then I'm trying to guide them to the right persons, to the right locations, and then advise them how they could also gain from incentives or local or regional funding and so on and so on.
And listen, as president of the European Film Commission, you are like the first face outside of Europe for film commissions. When you relate with a producer from US or from Asia, for example, which is the kind of idea they have of coming to shoot in Europe, and how difficult it is to match their requests compared to our systems, to our economical and financial systems?
It depends on whether it's a big production house from Hollywood. They have a lot of experience, so they know what they are searching for. And they won't go to Europe if they don't see the need for it, because it's easier or less expensive for them to go to Canada, for instance. So when they first are trying to search for Europe, then we can go in and do the same for Europe as I do if they are coming to Norway or whatever. We are trying to see what actually do they are searching for, and then trying to find, okay, it could be Serbia, it could be Italy, or it could be different possibilities. And then it is, and it will always be a kind of competition also between the different members. But it's competition, but it's also a close cooperation. Because, for instance, when we have a lot of Indian productions coming to Europe, and we don't know that industry that well, but if one member is being contacted from an Indian producer, they can try to call another member and say, okay, do you know anything about that and that? Yeah, so we also exchange experience in that way. Yeah.
In terms of financing and of because a co-production is putting money together to make a film. Every single country has co-production law. For example, Italy has a brand new law, and other European country has, which are sometimes similar, sometimes don't. But sometimes are kind of difficult to understand for a non-European producer because their system, their production system is different. Have you ever found yourself in a position of having to give up on a co-production because there was no way of making understood what the needed for or needed and timings for getting the money is?
Yes, and also because to make a co-production, it has at least to be two parts. So you have to find the right partner for the incoming producer. And maybe it isn't any interest to do that project, unfortunately. That can happen. But we don't like to give up. We want it to happen.
Because if you want to make make something happen, you're going to have to. Okay, well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Truls Contini, the President of the European Film Commission. Thanks a lot. I'm Angela Cerbi from Fred Film Radio from London, Focus 2018, Fred the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.